Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning and welcome to Go the Distance radio show. This is Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri, and all this week we're talking about new beginnings. New Year is always about new beginnings. How can we set goals to make this new year better than one before? Nobody wants a worse year, right? Of course not. Maybe you've been suffering with sickness or disease for quite some time now, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're ready for a change for the good. There's no better time for that than right now. No matter how long you've been suffering, no matter how bad it may be, the Lord Jesus has the cure that never fails for all who will come to Him believing. And you don't have to beg Him for it either. He not only has the cure for the sin-sick soul, but for the ailing body as well. Do you believe the God of breakthrough is willing to visit you right where you are? You may be driving on your way to work right now, dreading another work day because of how you feel. Do you know the Lord can visit you right there in your car or wherever you are right now? He's not a God far away that cannot be touched, nor is He a God without compassion for your condition. He is easy to be entreated, and He says if you'll seek Him with your whole heart, you will find Him. You see, that's the key, seeking Him with your whole heart. Sometimes people kind of half-heartedly seek God, not really expecting to receive anything from Him. Well, guess what? That's exactly what they receive, nothing. And then they stay in their same old rut thinking God doesn't want to help them. Friends, it's time for you to change that attitude and begin anew. Why waste another precious day of your life doing without God's best? We read in Mark chapter 1 about a leper who came to Jesus desiring to be healed. Mark chapter 1 verses 40 and 42. And there came a leper to Him, beseeching Him and kneeling down to Him and saying to Him, "If Thou wilt, Thou can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth His hand and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as He had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Here was a man who desperately needed healing, who was an outcast from society that had to beg for everything he got. And he came to Jesus begging to be healed, as it says, beseeching Him and kneeling down to Him. Begging was all that man knew. Every day he was surrounded with people who could help him but wouldn't, as he pleaded for his daily food. His hopes were never very high. You know, we look at God a lot like that. I think most everybody knows He can, but when it comes to believing He will, now that's a whole different story. It says Jesus was moved with compassion. Still, the same old doubts persisted in the leper's mind that people suffer from today. Why should God help me? Nothing has really changed in 2,000 years. Maybe that's where you are right now. And that's where just about everyone is, isn't it? Well, first off, God doesn't deal with us according to what we need or what we deserve. He deals with us according to His love. The Lord Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, but nothing happened till Jesus canceled his "if" by saying, "I will." It's never a question of can, but if. People go around begging God, "Oh God, if it's your will, you could," even though He's already said yes. In 1999, I met a man who was quadriplegic for 8 years at a Kenneth Copeland meeting, and my heart was just broken for him. There were about 12,000 people there. We had been dismissed for lunch. My wife and I left to go eat, and we grabbed a quick sandwich and came back to our seats about 1 o'clock, and the next service was to be at 6 p.m. He was still sitting there, not only without lunch, but without anyone even there to attend to him. I went over and introduced and asked his name. I couldn't understand his speech. I asked if he came for his healing, and he nodded yes. When I told him Jesus wanted to heal him, he started weeping. Then I said, "Jesus wants to heal you right now," and he started crying. Then the Lord told me to get my Bible and turn it to Matthew chapter 8, which is the same story about the leper. It was then the Lord revealed to me the problem. I told him, "Sir, I know your problem. You know God can heal you, but you don't know that he will, do you?" And he was still crying when he nodded no. It took me about 30 minutes or so to read him every miracle of healing Jesus did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then I said, "I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to take your hand and pull you out of that wheelchair, and we're going to walk around this convention center." Well, God showed up and healed him right there on the spot, and he got his voice back too. And he told me he'd been quadriplegic for 8 years since having a stroke. You see, once the doubt was removed from the man's mind, the if that he had been dealing with for so long, he received his healing quick and easy, just like the leper received his. Isn't God good? That day was truly a new beginning for that man. He got his life back that day. And Jesus didn't tell him he had to wait for another day either. No, getting put off is the work of the devil, not God. You need to understand that. That man had spent 8 years in a wheelchair knowing God could heal him. The only thing keeping him in that wheelchair was a tiny little two-letter word, if. Now, that leper had a right to say if because he had never heard of any leper being healed. But since then, there's no if about healing. Jesus clearly demonstrated it's the Father's will to heal. So get rid of your doubts. God is willing. Here's another example in Mark 9, verses 17 to 27. And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him, and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell down on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came to him?" And he says, "Of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him who believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Well, the Lord Jesus told this father, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." All things, not just some things. Even though the father said, "I believe, help thou my unbelief," the Lord was still not willing to send him away empty. He helped the man's faith, didn't he? Did he say, "Well, sorry, you don't believe well enough, so you don't get any help"? No. That man gave God all the faith he had in him. And God, showing his compassion, added to him what he was lacking in faith and healed his son. You know, later on it says the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked why they could not cast the devil out. And he told it that it was because of their unbelief. You see, even his disciples sometimes suffer from if. He had to straighten them out just like he has to straighten out the rest of us. Today, if you're ready to ditch the if, right now can be your new beginning. God is ready to heal you. He knows our faith isn't perfectly developed, but if you'll use what he's already given you, he'll meet you there, not as a beggar, but as his beloved son or daughter, and he will give you what you need. He is called El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Well, my time is up for today. Thank you for joining me on Go the Distance. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. Please join me here the rest of the week as we set you on your new beginning.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.